We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We do have Horowitz back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Moriello is also riding shotgun on this early Sunday morning, East Coast time, Saturday night, in other time zones. Conversation about Kaepernick, the settlement, the deal with the NFL, the line is still there. You're either with him or against him. And what I wanted to do, instead of just hammering the anthem, I've asked people tonight, what was it that made you support Kaepernick? And what was it, the one thing, that made you stand up against him? Now, I said it's not so much what originally was the sitting into the kneeling. It was, he said, the flag stood for oppression, that law enforcement were modern-day slave patrols, and that blood was being shed on the streets everywhere. And some are even tweeting me at Saturday Huge that it's an epidemic what law enforcement is doing. And I said, wait a minute, the pig socks, the stereotype, isn't that what we're fighting here in racial equality or inequity in America? You can't label police officers that way. So that was where, on air, on my social networks, where I had a right to my opinion. You have a right to yours, and whether you stand for or against Kaepernick, I've been asking the audience tonight, all across North America, what was it that made you stand up and support Kaepernick? Was it when Trump fired off against all the protesters and Colin Kaepernick? I think that just ramped it back up. It seemed to be going away. So then it became after, you know, and this all happens in the change from Obama, and a lot of people thought it would be Hillary, then it's Trump. So what is the real epicenter of Colin Kaepernick in this story? It's brought dialogue. I know what everybody tells me that. We started a conversation. But what action made you support him, or you're still against Colin Kaepernick and the way he handled things? And then, at the end of the day, Colin Kaepernick, away from media hype, because we've seen with that Empire TV actor story in Chicago, we've seen with everybody jumping the gun on the kids in Covington, Kentucky, we've seen the god-awful videos of rogue police officers who should not have a badge or a gun, we've seen the stories of innocent people being beaten, and all we do is see skin color. So I'm asking you, instead of the same old Kaepernick conversation, what was it that made you support him, and what was something he did, the kneeling, the sitting, the Castro shirt? You support Trump. It was the pig socks. You tell me the one thing that bothered you the most about this Kaepernick process, and also on the other side, the one thing that makes you proud to stand with him. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Alex in Arlington, Texas, listening on 105.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
How you doing, Mr. Huge? Love your show. It's a good show, sir.
Thank you, and I appreciate you listening and calling in tonight.
Yes, sir. Real quick, I listen to sports radio and some talk shows. And I've never heard anybody say this. I kind of was with Colin Kaepernick with the kneeling part, and I'll get to what I was just about to say. But the socks and all the other part, I don't agree with him saying about the police being slave catchers and stuff. Now, I don't agree with that. But kneeling, when he did that, he's on the biggest stage. Pretty much the biggest stage in America. But like I was telling your call screener, police, after that, I started doing a little research, and police kill more people in America, white, black, brown, by the hundreds each year. And then I found there's a website that shows each person that police kill each year, name, city, and what they did to get, you know, I guess, killed. And that really blew my mind to see. I mean, it's over like 800 people they kill every year. So that's frightening in itself. And I just called to say that. And, you know, we just need to look at more training for these police officers instead of shooting people and tase them or something. But 800 or 900 people each year being killed by police, whether you're white, black, brown, that, you know, sir, that's way too many people.
Well, I appreciate your opinion. That's what this show is always about. The great thing about this country. And thanks for listening. Down in Arlington, Texas, Kurt in Chicago, who's tuning in on AM 670, The Score in the Windy City, here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, good evening. I've got 26 years in the military. I mean, in law enforcement, 6.5 in the military. I just responded as part of a SWAT team to the Aurora, Illinois incident. And Colin Kaepernick disgusts me. This whole thing with him and the media trying to make law enforcement look like the enemy. I was there. I saw the two Aurora officers. One is going to lose his eye. The other one shot in the neck, holding his hand on his neck, stopping the bleeding, still covering that door, saying, come on, guys, we got to go get that. Those are the heroes out there. Kaepernick's overpaid. He's given a bunch of money. He's given media access to spout anti-police jargon. When has that man ever served this country without a silver spoon? You want to talk a hero? Charles Tillman, Chicago Bears, left a lucrative announcing job with Fox News to become an FBI special agent. He is a man who is doing something for this country. He has seen racism, yet he has decided to actually do something and work in law enforcement and go against the crime. It's time that we start looking at trying to blame the cops for everything. Hey, three things. You don't want to get shot by the police? One, don't commit a crime. Two, obey commands. Three, don't run and make a furtive movement.
Kurt, you were on a SWAT team that responded in Aurora, Illinois. You were on one of the teams.
Yes, sir.
And what's that like when you get that call and you arrive on scene?
We don't care if a person's black, white, Asian, Mexican. We are there to do our duty to the country, okay? You go in, you know you need to go in and save people's lives. People are being killed, okay? We don't care who's doing the shooting or who the victims are. It is our job to go in there and stop that. That is what we've pledged to this country. And, yeah, every now and then there may be a bad police officer, but the constant rap we get from Kaepernick and the media that wants to push that out is just disgusting. My wife will ask me, why do I do it? It's because I believe in it, and my fellow policemen and women and the military that's out there, it strives. I can tell you story after story out of heroes on that day. Yet that will never make the media. But Kaepernick just got millions of dollars for being anti-police and to pay this off. When you have someone like Charles Tillman, there's where your Nike ad campaign is. Someone who is doing it, who has made a lot of money, yet he, who knows what his reduction in pay from leaving Fox Sports to be an FBI agent, but he believes in it.
Kurt, thank you so much for your opinion. Also, thank you for protecting the people in Illinois. Thank you so much. You know, I can separate this settlement with the NFL away from Colin Kaepernick's stance. That was a job lawsuit. Okay, I can separate. I don't think they rewarded Kaepernick for what he did. What he was fighting was collusion, that the NFL would not bring him back on a roster. He must have had something solid for them to settle. Or, you know, when Kaepernick's doing a Nike campaign, when there's all this money connected to everything, and Nike's a big partner with the NFL, they just didn't want to keep it going. I don't think he was rewarded for being anti-law enforcement. That's what bothered me. I told you, and that's our question right now with the audience. What you know, the kneeling and the sitting, those who kneeled, who locked arms, who sat, anybody else beyond Colin Kaepernick, there's really no debate. There's nothing lingering. No one's holding a grudge. You know, Reed had the contract even before the settlement was announced. The Panthers guaranteed him what? I think $22 million. It was Kaepernick. The flag stood for oppression. A lot of people loved that flag. That police were modern-day slave catchers, which is the biggest crock of BS I've ever read. And again, this is Twitter. This is the social networks. This is the ability to just stir up a frenzy that goes viral. And we all pile on one side or the other. And it's an embarrassment to this country, in my mind. I think, and I'm part of the media. And it's not just the media. People want to blame, oh, it's the mainstream media, it's right-wing media. No, man. This gets its juice from the social networks. All of these just viral feeding sharks in the water frenzy. And it has no safety net for any skin color, religion, job profession, or age at times. So I'm asking you, what was it about Kaepernick that made you support him and still support him today? And what was it that he said or did that you just can't come to grips to ever support what he has done? You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Bob in Florida. Thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Bobby.
Hi. I'm totally against Kaepernick. I really am. When he's kneeled in front of the flag, that flag stands for freedom. You know, I was a security officer for 14 years, and I worked a lot with a lot of police officers, and a lot of those police officers are great people. My best friend I worked with at the hotel, I used to work at Howard Johnson, just security work there, you know. My best friend, he was black. His name is Linwood. I used to go to his church with him. I used to go to men's meeting with him. You know, the problem in this country is people are not colorblind. People got to realize, man, we're all God's children. We're all God's children. We all should love one another, man.
I agree with you, Bobby. Thanks for the call in Florida. I appreciate you joining us. And I think most of us get along. When I say most, 90% of Americans have no issue with anybody based on their skin color or religion. And I just think when Trump got elected, it just threw this country into a split frenzy. And when he went after the anthem protesters and Colin Kaepernick, there you go. There's your fuel. And this is, in the NFL, they're politically connected. They're about making money. End of the day. It's all about the shield, right? Let's go to Todd in Cleveland, listening on 92.3 FM here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yo, John, I felt strong for his pursuit once it was clear that there was an act of malicious, petty-minded collusion that worked against his employment in the NFL as a quarterback. That was the point where I'm not going to say I stood with him, but I morally and mentally understood that as being wrong. And it was at that point that I felt that, okay, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing now. And there's some owners in the NFL that are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Good corporate citizenship helps move this economy. And if at any point you make a conscious effort, either as a group or as an individual, to be a bad corporate citizen, then you're compromising the well-being of the economy, which means you're compromising the well-being of the country. So in that regard, I was with him. But I really felt that his pursuit initially was not a method of good standings, because it would have been better if those players would have been pushing for the NFL to put out public service announcements for the individual citizens review boards in the country where, individual cities where these teams were playing, because that's where the efforts are going to be best accomplished. Than the citizens review boards throughout the country, and they didn't spend much time on that. Those public service announcements for that purpose would have been great, but the man deserved to get to work, and if they weren't going to let him work for that petty-minded reason, then they should have paid him.
And that's why he got paid at the end of the day.
Yep. All right, man.
All right, well, thank you. And also, somebody brought this up on Twitter. I think he's coming back to the NFL. I really do. I think he will play with a team. It kind of raises his stock. He beat the NFL, and one team will sign him. That's my prediction. He will be a backup. I don't think he'll be a starter. It will be obviously a major market team. Somebody will do it. Trust me. Sells jersey. And look, all the support Kaepernick. Like I said, it's a split decision. If there's no middle ground. So if it's a major metropolitan area, you're going to get a lot of people who support your NFL team. Advertisers, I'm telling you, he'll be with somebody this fall. That's my prediction. To all the callers online, stick around. North America will hear you next.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Moriello and Horowitz back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Instead of just going back and forth on Kaepernick again with the settlement news yesterday, what is it that makes you support or still stand defiant of Kaepernick? One thing. The one thing that you're proud to be a Kaepernick supporter, or you're still irritated, even when you read that settlement, that really has nothing to do with what he did in terms of his protest. That was more in regards to being denied employment, or allegedly being denied employment. Somebody did tweet at me. They said, oh, yeah, you said he made $100 million. No, I said he's made $43 million. And if that settlement was, I split it between 40 and 80, $60 million, that means he made $103 million playing a game, living the American dream that most of us dream of. So he's not a victim. In my mind, in any way, shape, or form, except a victim of possible collusion by the NFL owners. That's where he's a victim. Back out to the audience. Jason in Colorado Springs, thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. I called in earlier, and you asked me about the one thing that really upsets me about him, and I've got to be honest, after listening to some of my brothers like Kurt up in Peoria and guys like this that have dealt with this stuff, the biggest issue I have with him is he's making a killing and all this money off of the people in America, and I don't know what he's going to do with it. And
but you know what? You know, and Jason, I appreciate your call, and also that you're still passionate about calling back in, but it's not up to us to tell Colin Kaepernick what to do with his money. It's not. I know a lot of people are like, well, he better donate that. No, it's not. If you want a settlement from your employer, do your friends tell you you have to donate it back? No. Like I've stated to open this show today, as long as there's not an attack on the flag, the anthem, or the broad brush stereotype of all law enforcement, I'm all for Colin Kaepernick helping change social injustices and racial injustice in America. I'm all for it. I'll stand with him on that. Just keep it away from the flag, the anthem, and grouping all law enforcement into the modern-day slave patrol category. Let's go to Dre in Fort Worth, Texas. Thanks for the wait. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? Thank you for taking my call. As a black man, I'll say this, you know, I have, you know, seen the actual national anthem as a whole, and, you know, that whole anthem, the whole song, it is some parts in there that is, you know, sort of racial. But I feel with Kaepernick because, I mean, I understand why he was kneeling, because like I say, he was never trying to make an attack on the flag like they was making it. Now, the only thing that I don't agree with is the fact that he hasn't really said anything. You know, he'll take to Twitter and tweet things, but he hasn't really spoke about anything. And I think that's one reason why it's not much clarity of what's going on, and it's a lot of, you know, dark clouds of what's happening. And then the only thing, and I understand it's two different things, but I sort of wish he wouldn't have took the settlement, because, I mean, if they really were colluding against him, I really wish he would have really just fought it all the way to the end. Now, I mean, I understand him taking the seven, but I wish he would have really fought it, because if the collusion is out there, you know, Kaepernick is first. Who could be next just because of what they believe they want to stand for?
Thank you, Dre, for your huge opinion. In Fort Worth, Texas, listening on 105.3 FM, Drew out in Oakland, California. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, thank you. Listen, I served in the U.S. Navy for 8 years, and I don't fit neatly into the box of liking what he said or whatever, but our democracy truly can't be that fragile to where folks can't have an opinion that we differ with. And I don't agree with everything that he said, but what I do like was that he stood for what he believed was his right to speak out about the injustice and the folks doing the flag, because they want to have control. They want you to be neat and cute and pretty and fit into the box and stand for the flag and sing the song and whatever else, and not your protesting has to be nice and neat. Muhammad Ali gave up his title. He protested the Vietnam War. He sacrificed that. And maybe Kaepernick didn't sacrifice on the level that he did, but he truly was blackballed, and the NFL owners went against him. And then the president acting like a child, telling black folks to get up off your knees and calling them SOBs and all that. This is the president of the United States whose words matter, right? And then we live in this false bubble that somehow America is divided by this particular event or whatever. America has been divided ever since the Civil War. We were divided around the slave question. And if we weren't divided, then why are the southern states have all these statues, Robert E. Lee and all these other folks, who fought against the unity of the United States? The question was whether or not there would be slaves and would it be free labor. So I don't agree with everything that he said, but I believe he has a right to say it.
All right. Well said. Thank you, Drew, out in Oakland, California, listening on KMBR. There are a lot of people who stood with Kaepernick who wanted him to see this through, to stand in that courtroom, to talk about the NFL colluding against him because they feared his political beliefs would hurt their business. That people wanted him to see this all the way through. But when someone throws out the reported $40 to $80 million, and that's lifetime money, he took it. I don't know what that does to those who support him, and that's why I'm asking you, the audience, and we'll spend another hour or so on this together. By him settling, did it change what you think has been accomplished and also his mission moving forward? Because for people who still look at what he said about the flag or stands for oppression or law enforcement, the pig socks, that will never change. He did it. And you heard a SWAT team officer who responded in Aurora, Illinois, where five people were killed and five officers were injured. And he saw the bloodshed firsthand on a SWAT team where when they get that call, they don't know if they're going home. You just can't throw everybody. You can't stereotype in America. I know it's being done, but you can't do it. You want to join us? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We are back live across North America, something we do each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine, Horowitz and Moriello, back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. A lot of great discussion on both sides of the Colin Kaepernick settlement issue, and also moving forward. I said at the end of last hour that I believe he'll be with an NFL team in training camp and play this fall. I think the NFL wants that message. I really do. To their players, to their fans, to their advertisers. So the question is, what would be the right team, that comeback for Kaepernick? What would be the right city, the right fit? Now you can answer that at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. And then what's the one thing that fired you up to defend Kaepernick or still fires you up to stand opposite of Kaepernick and what he's done? The one thing, the one thing he said or did why you support him or why you're against how he handled everything. So you can answer those questions at 1-855-212-4CBS. I'll give you my team here within the hour where I think he'll end up. We'll do that. I think I have the spot. Let's go to Brad in Pittsburgh listening on 93.7 FM here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, brother, I just want to say this is what it's about. Like, your radio show right now, a peaceful, civil discourse between people that have conflicting opinions that is not ending up in this insultive space. Because this issue has been entirely too polarizing. You've got people who stand with Kaepernick who get called libtards and that they hate America. Then you have people who stand against Kaepernick who are called racist and pigs. And it's nice to hear people come on the show here and say, hey, here's my opinion, and hey, here's my opinion, and none of that occurs. So it's nice to hear. I just want to say that. You know, I think when I first decided that I wasn't going to, I believe in the message, but I don't believe in the man, in Colin Kaepernick. And the reason is pretty simple. Number one, I don't like the fact that he blanket statements to everybody, including police. But I find it really funny, and I'm a U.S. Marine combat veteran. And I don't believe in coincidence. I don't believe it's a coincidence that in 2012, when he's going to the Super Bowl, he didn't say anything about social injustice. I don't find it a coincidence that in the following year, when he said in the NFC title game, there was nothing said about social injustice. And a couple more years of battling back and forth to start a QB job. And then ironically, when he gets benched for Blaine Gabbert preseason, that's when social injustice becomes a big issue. So that's not enough for me to try to convince other people not to believe in him, but it's enough for me personally. I don't believe in coincidence, and he's chock full of them.
Thank you, Brad, in Pittsburgh, listening on 93.7 FM. Ozzy down in Texas here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah.
Ozzy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're live on the air.
Okay, so my thing about it is, just like what the last guy was talking about, is for the simple fact that while he was a superstar and he was dating celebrities and all that good stuff was going on for him, I mean, racial injustice has been going on for, I mean, what, 100 years, 200, 500, 1,000, whatever. And, you know, he didn't care up until they told him to sit down. And once he got told to sit down, he was like, oh, well, I'm not going to get up. And I'll bet every last red cent that I have is the fact that he was like, oh, well, you know what? Now that I'm sitting down, blah, blah, blah. His agent was like, oh, you know what? We got to spin this in the right way. Since something crazy is just happening, everybody's talking about it. Boom. Let's make this you're standing up for racial injustice. I mean, isn't he mixed? I mean, what? it's ridiculous to me.
I don't think I've never, and Ozzy, thanks for the call in Texas, and I've said this since the story began, that I've never looked at anything. He's never been able to document where race has come into play in his life in a negative way. Never. I know he's pointed to bloodshed everywhere, but he's never really explained himself. Tim in Chicago, who's a police officer listening on AM 670, The Score, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, man. Great topic tonight.
Thank you, Timmy.
All right. The reason why I'm calling it the part that really got me going about him were obviously the socks. That fired me up. But aside all from that, I wish he explained himself more. Because when he did that, he completely separated everybody. There's no police officer in the world now that's going to listen to this guy and take him seriously. When if he just would have explained himself, he probably would have had a lot more of us on his side than he thinks. Because we all know that the criminal justice system is a joke. It's terrible. We deal with it daily. Some of the things we've seen through, some of the things I've personally seen through my career, it's awful. So what gets me so upset about this is if he just didn't come out with that kind of hatred towards us and actually spoke about what he's talking, what he really wanted to get across, this could have gone a whole different way.
Well said, Tim, and thanks for serving and protecting the people there in the Chicagoland area. Thanks for the call, listening on The Score. Yeah, if you want to attack the justice system or incarceration or numbers or analytics there, or how, you know, somebody with a bag of dope is spending 2 years in jail because you can line up stats and proof based on the color of their skin versus somebody who doesn't have that skin color, I'm all for it. Man, police aren't getting rich in America. Okay? And, you know, there's Tim in Chicago. We heard from a SWAT team member, Kurt, in the Aurora area earlier. That's a war zone, man, in Chicago. It is. I mean, we're worried about other countries. We're worried about a wall. Again, I'm not taking political sides here. We have got to do something to make our streets safe in America. We have got to take care of our kids, man. We got to let them be able to play in the street, run down to the park, play in the backyard, not worry about a stray bullet or someone grabbing them on the way to the corner store because they want to get a popsicle when it's 90 degrees in Chicago. You know, it's not a race thing. It's a city thing where we just need to make our streets safe, and we do that with more police officers, not less. And I think all of this anti-police sentiment is driving a lot of men and women into early retirement and a lot who don't even want to touch the business. Because I believe that most police officers, like those who enter the military, you have a special bloodline where you feel you need to do something to help others because you're not doing it for the paycheck. I don't know what you guys make, but you know, I don't know if there's any amount of money where I don't know if I'm coming home to see my kids. I don't know that one call when I turn the corner, and trust me, in my nearly 27 years of doing a talk show all across this country, I have had the chance to help grieve with families of police officers who are making a routine call and they're shot dead. Okay? This is a routine domestic violence walking around the corner. Here's Bob Kosminski with the Grand Rapids Police Department. You know, him and his buddy Michael Trigg, partner, longtime friend, answering a call on the northeast side of Grand Rapids. He walks around the garage. Wife says, hey, he's out there. Be careful. Well, before they hear that, boom, shotgun blast. He's dead. Didn't go back home to his daughter. Dead. That's it. Trying to protect and serve the people of Grand Rapids, Michigan. These stories are out there. And yes, I get the rogue police officer stories. But you heard Tim, a Chicago police officer, and I think what infuriated most wasn't the kneeling, wasn't the silent protest. It was the pig socks that law enforcement are modern-day slave patrols and that the flag stands for oppression. Man, we're not a perfect society. And this was a football game. You know, and you have to separate the Colin settlement with the NFL away from what he said and did. I don't think that weighed in at all in their settlement. I think the NFL just overreacted like they did about deflated footballs, underreacted like they did on domestic violence or concussions, and they can't figure out what temperature it is right now on the hot topic with fans and the media. So they just settled. Okay? End of the day, they have money to settle with anybody. Look at the multi-billion dollar settlement on concussions. And you're Colin Kaepernick. There's the element that of, in terms of people who support him, and I don't mean that in a negative way, there's a portion, maybe is a better word, there's a portion of people out there who believe that Kaepernick ruined his mission by settling in court. Let's go to Jeff in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Appreciate it. Appreciate just the stories that you just told, and you know, sometimes when you're listening on hold, what you're going to say in some way shifts because of what was just said by the police officers and everything, and it changes that. I wish you wouldn't have wore those socks. Wish you wouldn't have said those things because it changes it. And like one of your callers said before, the message, not the man. And that, you know, that bothers you because I know these police officers, they do things that the normal people does not have to deal with in their life. And one of the problems in America is police officers in our youth education, you know, K through 12, are very underpaid. They're very underpaid for the, you know, the foundation of our society. We're not paying the people that our children, you know, go to and are protected by. But at the same time, you know, for police officers, what the message I think that Kaepernick failed to show that in some areas, in some places, there are problems. And when you're a police officer, you, in some ways, have the ability to execute. You have the ability to take someone's life. And when, you know, here where I'm from in New Mexico, we've had a problem with those police officers, even when we fought for lapel cams. And so we can see what's going on. So when something bad happens, you can be held to the standard. And even then, here in this state, police officers have been caught, you know, gunning someone down in a position where they did not have a weapon, and still through the justice system were not prosecuted. And that's what we're, you know, we're fighting both things. But to stand with that does not mean we do not support our veterans, military, and police officers, because that's not the case. We just want them to be held to that standard, but maybe they should be paid to that standard as well.
I agree. You know, Jeff, thank you for the call in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I really appreciate it. And I just love the dialogue, folks. I really do. We're not making it racial. We're not pointing the fingers. I'm just letting everybody say their piece. You know, at the end of the day, I think 90, maybe I'm stretching it or dreaming a little bit too much, but 90% of us don't, we want peace, harmony. I don't want to get too deep. And this was in a sports arena. And was it planned, orchestrated right before the presidential election? I don't know. You know, it seems that way. It seems like it was more political than productive in my mind from when it started. It just seemed political out of nowhere. Boom, here we go. Took off, went away. Trump then fired it back up, and here we are. So the question is, I think he's going to play this fall in the NFL. Do you? You can join us 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.